Blog Talk Radio.
The enemy came up against your home. The enemy came up against your children. The enemy came up against your name. The enemy came up against your character. You will win, win. You will win, win. The enemy came up against your health. The enemy came up against your finance. The enemy came up against your vision. The enemy came up against your business. You will
can fight, but the question is, can you win? I
came to tell somebody up in here tonight that there is something on the inside of you that's going to help you win in this season. And it's called a champion. You ought to open up your mouth and shout, I am a champion. Everything attached to you wins. I said everything attached to you wins. Can you point to your neighbor and tell them, everything attached to you wins. Come on, let's just tell them, everything attached to you wins. I just tell them, say, it's your winning seed.
It's your winning seed.
It's your winning seed.
You've
got God to carry you. You've got God to carry you. That's what he's gonna do tonight. But you can't afford to lose again. You can't afford to lose again. Oh, it's your winning season. Last time, everything attached to me
is
what I need you to do.
Amen, amen. First, give honor to God, who's the head of our life. Welcome, welcome, welcome to all our gospel connection. Everything attached to me win. Everything connected to me win. You must continue to say that. Praise God for joining us this morning. Remember, the number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak, or if you need prayer. It is Women's Day Thursday. I am super excited this morning. My guest is coming on today is a phenomenal woman of God. The scripture for this morning is 1 Corinthians 1 and 15. Behold, I shew you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we all shall be changed. 1 Corinthians 15 and 51. Behold, I shew a mystery. We shall not all be asleep, but we shall all be changed. Also, definitely want to give a shout out to all the countries that's listening in. Of course, the United States, Canada, Mexico, Brazil, Ghana, Nigeria, South Africa, Kenya, Jamaica, Germany, Saudi Arabia, China, Hong Kong, Bulgaria, Russia, and Zimbabwe. Thank you guys for tuning in Monday through Friday, listening to Apostle Now on World Gospel Connection. Know that we are praying and fighting in over here for you guys. We know it's not, you can't freely serve God like we can, but we are praying and asking God to make a way for you guys over there. Father God, I ask you to have your way this morning on the line. Let the woman decrease and you increase in her. Let the people that need to hear, hear. Let the one that need direction and understanding to call in or listen in. We ask you to have your way this morning on this line, Heavenly Father. Speak through your servant and let her be 100% full with you. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Father, I'm so excited about this morning. If you guys only knew about this woman God that's coming on this morning, you'll understand. But I'm not going to prolong the time. I'm going to introduce some and others already know the woman of God. Prophetess Alicia, are you there?
Yes, ma'am. I am here.
Good morning. I'm super excited.
Glory this morning, I saw him, Pastor.
I'm like, look, God's going to cut up this morning, and we're going to let him have his way. The floor is yours.
Glory
There's no protocol, but tell the word of God. That's the only protocol we have on here.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Tell about God. The floor is yours. You have, you know, what we talked about, 30 minutes to tell the word and let God use you.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. I just truly, truly want to give honor to God, glory to God, who is the head of my life. I know that's cliche-ish, so to speak, but it is the truth. Because I remember when everything else was my Lord. Come on here. I remember when drugs was my Lord. I remember when fornication was my Lord. I remember when running behind a man was my Lord. But so now I can truly say, God, Jesus Christ, Adonai is my Lord. Amen. And so I just thank and praise God for this opportunity. given out to Pastor Amos, who is my pastor of Power of Life Ministries, ministries here in the great big old city of Byron, Georgia. And I honor you and Apostle Lady Kashima, Pastor Kashima. I honor Apostle Douglas and Pastor Douglas, and I thank God for this opportunity. But I want to get into the word. And I was praying and I was asking and consulting the Lord as to what he would want me to release to his people. And he, you know, I have, you know, there's plenty that I could say, but I wanted to make sure that I was saying what the Lord wanted me to say. And the question that he asked, and he told me to pose to the people on this morning, was, can you lap like a dog? Hallelujah. Can you get down, glory to God, can you get down to the lowest form so that God can get the glory out of your life? I know, you know, we're living in an age where platforms and podiums and branding and, you know, all these types of things are the norm for today. Self-living, self-healing, self-this, self-that. But God wants to know, can you get down to the lowest form, glory to God? Can you get down on your hands and knees, glory to God, hallelujah, and allow somebody else to step on your back so that God can get the glory out of your life? Come on here. I want to know, is there anybody here who wants God to get the glory out of their life? Hallelujah. Sometimes, hallelujah, God don't want us to say nothing. Sometimes he wants us at the bottom, at the crust of our existence. You know, dogs, glory to God, hallelujah. Dog, being called a dog, glory to God, is not even a popular comparison, glory to God. Yeah, you ask anybody, they say what you want to be like, who you want to be. They're not going to say no dog, glory to God. But God wants to know, can you lap like a dog? Meaning, can you get down to the lowest place, the lowest degree, in order to get what you need from him, in order for him to get the glory out of your life? Okay, they say, well, what do you mean, can you lap like a dog? Let's go to the word. And we're going to go to Judges 7, glory to God, 1-7. And it reads, hallelujah, then Jerubbaal, who is Gideon? Come on here. We all know the story about Gideon. And all the people that were with him rose up early and pitched beside the well of Harod, so that the host of the Midianites were on the north side of them by the hill of Moriah in the valley. Come on here. And so let me just give you the backdrop. God then called Gideon, glory to God. And so he posed a couple of fleeces. Like, God, come on. You know, how many have posed fleeces? Like, we know we hear God. Oh, and all of a sudden, when he tells us to do something specific, now we got to pose fleeces. Come on here. Because it's outside of what we normally do. He came to us and spoke to us in a manner that he usually does not speak to us. He came and gave us instructions and to do something that we know is outside of our comfort zone. But now we got to pose fleeces because we got to determine, was it really God? Come on, somebody. How many times have we second-guessed ourselves? How many times have we second-guessed the word of God? How many times have we second-guessed the instructions of God? How many times have we had to go to man to try to confirm what God has already spoke to us? Come on, somebody. You know, ain't nobody going to be real on this morning. Listen, if you in order to compare yourself to a dog, you got to be real on this morning. Come on here. And so when they said that he pitched a tent, he threw, usually it was a particular object or toward a particular point. And so God allowed the Israels to be taken into the hand of the Midianites because of their evil and disobedience. Let me tell you something. Just as much, my God, hallelujah. Just as much as God will use people in this earth realm to get you somewhere, to get something to you, to release a blessing, to release a word, to use their hands, to use their feet, he will also use man in this place to bring on punishment. Come on, somebody. He will allow, come on here, us to be captive in a place that man has ordained, or man that man uses. Come on here. In this instance, because of the Israelites, we know how disobedient the Israelites. And so the Midianites were a pagan people that had put the Israelites in captivity. Okay. And the Lord said unto Gideon, the people that are with thee are too many for me. See, a lot of times when, you know, and I'm thinking, you know, just as much as God uses, glory to God, man here in the earth realm, he uses our mouth, he uses our hands, he uses our feet to get a word across or to get something across to us, to get something to us or to release something to us. He also will also cause us to not get dependent on man. What are you saying, preacher? Because Gideon was like, okay, I know that y'all, you know, y'all say I'm going to be the commander in chief. I'm running this show. I'm the head of this tribe. I'm the head honcho. I'm the one in charge. He said, so guess what? I'm going to bring up, listen, sometimes people tell it because we respect people or there's a place of loyalty that we're more loyal to people than we are man. Sometimes we'll have too many people with us and they will be with us. Come on here for the wrong intentions, but they will be with us because of loyalty. Come on here. We got to be careful gathering people and not understand that there's people that are anointed to us. There are people that are appointed to us, and there are people that are there as Judases. You got to understand what their intent, why they're there. The Bible says, know those. I'm going to put it in layman's term. I'm going to put it in the preacher word term. Know those that labor among you. Come on, somebody. Know those that labor among you. And so let me get back to the story. And so the Lord said, Gideon, he said, the people that are with me are too many for me to give the Midianites into their hands, lest Israel vaunt themselves against me, saying, mine own hand hath saved me. Come on here. Listen, when God is asking, can you lap like a dog? He want to know, are you willing to get down to the lowest form, hallelujah, so that he can get the glory. Come on here. Sometimes we get so puffed up and we think we done did something and we forget to recognize, glory to God, that it was God's hand, that it was God who was in the midst, that it was God who gave us the victory, that it was God who opened up the door. It was God who shut the door. It was God who told them people to bless us. It was God who was sent favor before us. It was God who healed our body. It was God, come on here, listen to who raised us from the dead. It was God who saved our life. And so because we get so puffed up, glory to God, we so puffed up, we can't even really see the forest for the trees. Our chest so big, it's covering our eyesight. Our chest is so wide, come on here, we can't even get, hallelujah, down to a low form because we so puffed up. Come on here. Vaunt is to make a vain display of one's worth or attainments. Come on here. The Bible says that God said, told Gideon, he said, the Lord said unto Gideon, lest Israel vaunt itself, lest Israel make a vain display of their own worth or attainments. I like this verse because God was literally trying to let Gideon know what he was trying to do for his people. Key word, him. Not Gideon. Come on here. Keyword, what God was trying to do, not Gideon. Keyword, what God was trying to do, not the Israelites. Keyword, what God was trying to say, not Gideon. Keyword, what God was trying to expose, not the Midianites, not Gideon. This was a God thing. And when we get too puffed up, we forget that it's a God thing. Come on here. We forget. We lose track of the path that we're on. We lose track of the purpose. We lose track of the bigger picture. We lose sight of the bigger picture. And this also proves that when people are on one accord, there is nothing impossible for God to move through. Come on here. And so we're going to move on. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We're going to move on. And so the next verse says, now therefore go. Come on here. Listen, he said, now therefore go, proclaim to the ears of the people, saying, whosoever is fearful and afraid, let him return and depart from Mount Gilead. Listen, they were in the place, you could basically say they were at boot camp. Come on here. You know, put it in the name, they were in boot camp. And so they were preparing. Come on here. They already knew that there was a battle that they were going to have to go fight, but they were preparing. Come on, they were at boot camp. You know what I'm getting? You know, weeding out the ones that were fearful, weeding out the ones who really did, who were just there because Gideon told them to come. We're weeding out the ones, glory to God, who really didn't even have a battle mentality, who didn't have a warrior mentality. Weeding out the ones, glory to God, that really was going that was going punk out at the place of battle. Come on here. I said, yes, where I said punk out, glory to God. Listen, when you go to battle, that is not the time to find out whether your soldier or your battle buddy next to you know how to use their weapon. Come on here. Listen, that's another top. That's another subject. That's another sermon. You can't wait till you in the midst of battle and determine whether y'all are on one accord, whether your neighbor, whether your neighbor is serving God, whether your neighbor is sold out, whether your neighbor, glory to God, your battle buddy calling hallelujah, know how to pray. It ain't the time when it's time to go to battle. You need to know those that labor among you, so when the battle come up, you already know who's already gonna rave and walk forward with you. You already know who's gonna get down in the dirt with you. You already know who's gonna get down. Come on here who are already tightening up their bootstraps. Okay, so he said, and there returned of the people 22,000, and there remained 10,000. Come on here. So over half of the people, glory to God, had left. And the Lord said unto Gideon, the people are too many. The people are too many. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the Lord said unto Gideon, the people are too many. Bring them down unto the water, and I will try them for thee there. Come on here. So God said, look, Gideon, I know you still got a few doubts. It's obvious because you done brought all these people, glory to God. You done gathered all these people, and you don't really know nothing about them. You don't even know if they you don't even know if they really understand what's going on. You don't know if they really understand your purpose. You don't even know if they really understand, truly trust God like you trust God. And so you done brought all these people for the sake of loyalty. You done gathered all these people for the sake of comfort. You done gathered all these people for the sake of making yourself feel better. You done brought all these people to help you, hallelujah, to help drive out fear because you think because of the masses, glory to God, you're going to have a path. Come on here. You think because of the masses, glory to God, you think you're going to win this battle. But how many know the battle is the Lord's? Any battle that you face, you better know that the battle is that you, all you have to do is show up. But if you're fighting, if you're on the Lord's side, the battle belongs to him. Glory to God. The battle belongs to him. You just got to make sure you strap up and put on the full armor of God and walk. And the Bible says that to stand and stand therefore. After you've done all to do is stand some more because God is going to fight the battle. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principality, rulers of darkness, looking at the high places, and evil, glory to God. That is what we wrestle with. It's not per se. Gideon was not fighting a battle, glory to God. He wasn't fighting a battle per se that he really had to win his own strength, and it proves it because God said, can you laugh like a dog? So we got to understand, and we got to know whose we are, and we got to know what we're fighting and whose we're fighting and what we got to do in order to win this particular battle, knowing that the battle belongs to the Lord. Glory to God. And so we have to get instructions. Hallelujah. We have to get divine instructions as to know what to do because you might enter a battle where God said, just pray. Come on here. You might enter another battle where God say, I need you to fast for 21 days. You might enter into another battle where God said, hold your peace. I got this one. Don't move. Just stand here. Hallelujah. And declare the word of the Lord. You got to know, glory to God. You got to get divine instructions. You got to get a strategy, glory to God. And in this instance, God want to know, hallelujah, can you lap like a dog? Can you lap like a dog? Hallelujah. Can you lap like a dog? Those were his instructions. A lot of times we think that there are things that we supposed to do when all God, he gave us simple instructions and he said, lap like a dog. He said, humble yourself. That's what he's really saying. Humble yourself, glory to God. And let me, hallelujah, trust me in this. Humble yourself and don't say a word. I don't care how bad they cuss you out. Come on here. Trust me in him. Don't say a word. I don't care how bad they do you. Trust me. I got this. Don't say a word. Just get down and humble yourself and let me fight for you. Glory to God. And so, hallelujah. And so, so he said, there are too many. Bring them down and I will try them for thee. And it should be that out of whom I say unto thee, This shall go, these shall go with you, the same shall go with thee. And if, and of whomsoever I say unto thee, this shall not go with thee, the same shall not go. Listen, hallelujah. We got to know, listen, time is of the essence right now. Come on, somebody. Time is of the essence. We are living in the last days. We are living in the last days, and the enemy is running rampant, trying to take as many out as he can. So it is no time to be just moving and just doing stuff without, hallelujah, listen, we don't have time. As that, my husband is ex-military, so he talks a lot of army talk with me, glory to God, and I love it. This is not the time to be AWOL. Come on here. Absent without leave. Come on here. This is not the time to just be running rampant and doing what you want to do. You got to get instructions and make sure you stand on task. You got to make sure that you stand on purpose. Make sure that you stand on stand in your lane and doing what God has already preordained you to do in this life. He already preordained that I was going to be a prophet. He already preordained that I was going to be a preacher. He already preordained that I was going to be an intercessor. He already preordained all of these things. And so we got to find out, hallelujah, what our assignment is here in this earth. Everybody has an assignment. I don't care, hallelujah, from the pulpit to the back door, from the corner to the corner, come on here, from the trap house to the church house, glory to God, from the drug, hallelujah, from the crack house, glory to God, to the glory house, I don't care, hallelujah, from the police, glory to God, all the way to the army, folks, everybody, come on here, glory to God, from the teacher, hallelujah, to the drug dealer, come on here, everybody has an assignment here in these earth realms, and so we better find out what it is so that we are not absent without leave, just running around here AWOL, hallelujah, just running around here just doing stuff and not being purposeful, glory to God. Everything that has happened in our life is on purpose, for purpose, glory to God. God don't do things by accident. And so, glory to God, hallelujah, 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 glory to God, hallelujah. And so, 5, so he brought down the people unto the water. And the Lord said unto Gideon, everyone that lappeth up the water with his tongue as a dog lappeth, him shalt thou set by himself. Likewise, everyone that boweth down upon his knees to drink, hallelujah, and the number of them that lapped put in their hand to their mouth for 300, but all the rest of the people bowed down upon their knees to drink water. And the Lord said unto Gideon, by the 300 men that lapped will I save you and deliver the Midianites into thine hand, and let all the people go every man unto his place. Hallelujah. Of course, the above definitions are distinctly different. Come on. Lap is to project or beyond or spread over something. Bow is to bend the head, glory to God. Body or knee in reverence or submission or shame, glory to God. Hallelujah. So even though they were bending, glory to God, there was a shame. They were more concerned about how, come on here, how they looked in getting the water. But the ones that lapped, glory to God, they were more conscious, glory to God, of where they were, who they were, whose they were. Come on here. Listen, the reason why God want to know, can you lap like a dog? Hallelujah. The reason why he wanted to know, can you lap like a dog, is he wants to know, are you more concerned, hallelujah, about, glory to God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. He wants to know, are you more concerned about him? Come on here. Are you more concerned, glory to God, are you more concerned about how you look? Are you more concerned about your presentation? Are you more concerned about your appearance? Are you more, everything that has to do with the things I just named has to do with you, has to do with how you look. Come on, but can you humble yourself and don't care how you look for the sake of Jesus? He wants to know, can you humble yourself so that he can get the glory out of your life? He wants to know, can you allow what you've been through to be a testimony so that somebody else can know that Jesus still saves today? He want to know, can you, hallelujah, can you despise the shame, glory to God, and can you still, glory to God, give him the glory? And I'm going to ask again. Hallelujah. Can you lap like a dog? Because in the Bible, a dog was insignificant. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the Bible, dog, hallelujah, was the lowest form. In the Bible, dogs were considered dirty, nasty. Come on here. They were considered, hallelujah. They weren't even no consideration for them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Dogs were the significance of gluttony scavengers sent by God to tear and devour. Come on here. And so what God is saying, can you be in comparison to a dog in order for people to understand it don't matter what your background is, where you come from, what's your socioeconomic status, what's your career status, whatever, what male, female, he want to know, can you be compared to significant to a dog in order to let somebody else know that anybody, that he's available for anybody, he can use anybody, he can bless anybody, he can save anybody, he can heal anybody. Can you laugh like a dog? Can you allow yourself to be compared to a dog for the sake of Jesus Christ? And I'm closing on that note. And I want to know again, can you lap like a dog? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Rabashatarabasa. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Can you lap like a dog? Hallelujah. And so the above definition of this, of course, we know that particular demonstration was to separate the men from the boys. But I feel that sometimes we have to totally sell out and buy into God's vision and or purpose, bowing with more for reverence, not for the time of war. And I'm sure you can guess where I'm going with this. Hallelujah. God is separating. He wants to know, can he use you as an example of taking you from the guttermost to the uttermost? Come on here. Can he use your life as an example and say, Prophetess Amos lapped like a dog. She didn't care what they knew about her. She didn't care what her past said. She don't care who they labeled her to be, because God was getting the glory out of her life. Can you say the same? Are you willing to lap like a dog? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Are you willing to lap like a dog? Hallelujah.
My God. My God. What a word. What a word. What a word. Thank you, woman of God, for coming on to give that word. Are you willing to completely sell out, give up, fall on your face, and lap like a dog? What a word this morning. Thank you for that. Father God, I ask you to give back what she gave out this morning to your people, Father. Strengthen her. Lift her up and send a blessing over her life, Lord, for her husband and her family. The season of open door is in their life, Jesus, and I ask you to continue to bless them and guide them and continue to show them which way to go. Continue to cover them from the crown of their head to the sole of her feet. Give back what she gave out this morning. Bless her tremendously, Lord, for giving your word today and making it easy for the people to understand. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Prophetess, let the people know how to get in contact with you about your book, about your business, and about the church. Let them know how they can contact you.
Okay, let's see. There are three, I say it, well, not three, but there are three. I wear many hats. And so first we're going to start with my as far as ministry. And the ministry is Called Out Global Outreach Ministry. And we are on Facebook, and we are also on Instagram, called_out_ministries on Instagram, and then Called Out Global Outreach Ministry on Facebook. And I can be reached also through that entity at calledoutintministries@gmail.com. Amen. Called Out INT Ministries Prayer@gmail.com. That's a way to get in touch with me via email. Also, hallelujah. So you also, of course, you can inbox me on Facebook, Alicia L. Amos, Alicia L. Amos. And I am standing there with my fist pumped, with my fatigue skirt on. And so then there's the entity, there's the business. Yes, I am a warrior. Glory to God. I thank God for the opportunity. And I pray that even as I'm talking, I feel like there's some people that might want to call in for prayer. You are welcome to call in for prayer. Glory to God. Call in, because while the anointing is here for that, you know what I mean? So that sometimes you just have to come into agreement and allow people to be able to, you know, we just come into agreement with what you're declaring, glory to God. And the Bible says, well, two or more gather, he will be there in the midst, glory to God. It's something about the power of agreement. Okay, I felt that in my spirit to release that right then and there. And so as far as business, I have a LLC, it's Never Miss Enterprises. And there we house editing, book editing. We do editing, proofing. We do ghostwriting, editing, proofing, glory to God, formatting, publishing, writing, coaching, and marketing. All of those entities are at Never Miss Enterprises. And that is that's also on Facebook. It's Never Miss Writing and Marketing Services. And that is also, and if you need, or you desire, glory to God, any of those services, if you would go to the website, which is www.neveramiss, it's a play on my last name, Enterprises, so it's neveramissenterprises.com. And there you're able to set up for a consultation, whether it's a, you have three options for the consultation. You can do 15, 30, or 45 minutes. Then I also have a specific consultation if you would like writing coaching, or if you would like ghostwriting. Those particular consultations are available, in which when you go to the website, you're able to schedule your consultation and pay for it as well. Everything is available on the website. And so that lets me know, I get notifications so I know what I'm working with. And so even if you would like to get in touch with me pertaining to the services, the number is area code 614-594-9714. And again, that's www.neveramissenterprises.com. Or call 614-594-9714. And then there's the other entity of I have been installed and ordained as a pastor. Never in a million years did I ever think I was going to be a pastor. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm working through this thing. Come on. Look, I'm working through this thing. This is a, you know, I'm comfortable kind of. Of being a prophet, but now they said, God said, okay, I'm shifting you. I'm like, whoa. I didn't see this coming.
See?
And so,
stop talking my business this morning. Stop talking my business this morning. That's not right.
And so I'm having to, you know, it's been a fight, because it's having me come out. God has called me out of my comfort zone, just bottom line. And so I have submitted to Pastor Amos is the senior pastor. I am the executive pastor of Power of Life Ministries, Byron, Georgia, 311, Highway 49, Suite 160, Byron, Georgia. And so that if you know, we have services on Sundays at 12:15. We have Bible study 12:15 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Y'all know we right now we working on Central Standard Time right now. I'm working with the woman of God and her, and they down there in Texas. So we on Central Standard Time right now. You know,
yes,
they say
ma'am.
You
yes,
bigger in Texas, okay? And so yes. And so we have services 12:15 on Sunday. 12:15 p.m. and then we have Bible study on Zoom or in the building, and we also have prayer in the temple, 5 a.m. prayer on Tuesday mornings and Friday morning. Prayer in the temple, which is in the church house, in the building, and glory to God on the prayer line. So we have make it accessible in both those ways. And that is, I think that's everything. I covered everything. turn it back
That's
over to
wonderful.
You.
Thank you for sharing that. Again, it's such an honor to have you on this morning. It speaks volume. You know, you showed me true love, so I can't say nothing else but love you in return. Thank
Amen,
you again for coming on. It was definitely a blessing to hear that word this morning. I also shared it to your page where you can go back and listen to it, you know, whenever you want to. But there's no God is on the move for his body of Christ today.
Yes.
You bless his people. You bless his people this morning. And you spoke to me
Glory
because
to
I like to be in the background. I just like to serve and help and, you know, I can get in wherever I can get in, just in the back. But when you push you up to the front rowing, and you're like, I don't want to be. But he just say, move. You have to move. So you spoke to me this morning when you said that. I'm like I say, I am what I am because of him, not because of nobody else. And I thank him for that transformation for Kashima. I can't speak on nobody but Kashima. But if it had not been for him, oh. My God, they just have no, they just don't know. They just don't.
And you know, and Pastor, I just want to encourage you that, because I know I heard you say, you were saying that you like to be in the background, but I just heard the Lord say that when you did your women's event, your women's conference, that was your launching pad. So when you're launched, you can't think about the space shuttle. When it's launched into the atmosphere. It can't reverse. So there's no way there's no turning back now. You've already been launched into the atmosphere. Your name has already been put in the wind. Your name, come on here. This is already going worldwide. You just to mention the country. So God said, what he's already done, there's no reversal in it. Ain't no sense in like, I want to stay in the background. That is no longer, those words are no longer, should no longer be in your dialect because you have been launched into the atmosphere. Come on here. You have been launched. And you and your husband, so, you know what I mean? There should be a different way that you're walking. Because by the time the astronaut got on, when they were launched into outer space, my God, when they were launched into the atmosphere and then they began to walk on the moon, that the way they walked on the moon was so different than the way they walked on the earth. Come on here. Their walk had to be different. The capabilities that they had here on earth were different than the capabilities that they had on the moon. Come on, somebody. And so when you've been launched into the atmosphere, everything about your walk changes. And that's what the Lord is saying. You've been launched. Y'all's name has been put out there. I don't even know. Glory to God. I don't even know what this means to y'all. But I see an address change, and I don't know if that's for the church. I don't know if that's for your home. But there is an address change, and it's coming not many days hence. It's going to the confirmation or the specifics is coming with that. Glory to God, because God said, hallelujah, where you guys are, hallelujah, you've exhausted everything that's right there. Glory to God. Hallelujah. There is a well. Come on here. There is a well that's already been dug. Come on here. A house that's already been built for y'all. Glory to God. And so God said, there is time for address change. Glory to God. Because the water out of the well is gone in that place where you are. Hallelujah. We know that wells are significant of wealth.
Yes, God.
Wells are significant of resources. Well is significant of hallelujah, of necessity. Come on, necessity. In the Bible days, a well was how they fed all their livestock. Come on, they looked around for wells to make sure that whatever their cattle and all that stuff was eating, that it would be a continuous flow. And God says, it's time for you to find your next well. Hallelujah.
Yes,
Glory
God.
To
God. Yes, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I received that. Thank you, Lord. Confirmation. Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
yes,
Lord.
Lord.
Oh, yes,
hallelujah.
God. Yes, God. Yes,
hallelujah.
God. Yes, God. Yes, God.
So God,
you're absolutely
ready.
Right.
Yes. Yes, you have already. You have already been counted out. Y'all have already been counted out. Hallelujah. But guess what? I hear the Lord saying, y'all been counted out so he can receive you in. Hallelujah.
Yes, Jesus.
You've been pulled
yes,
out
Jesus.
To be brought in.
Yes, Jesus.
You've been kicked
yes,
out
Jesus.
To be brought in.
Yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Holy Ghost,
mm-hmm.
have your way this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, God. Yes, God.
Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
Yes.
God.
Yes. yes.
It's confirmation mm-hmm. after confirmation after confirmation. You had no
yes.
idea.
Yes.
That's how I know mm-hmm. it's nothing but the Holy Ghost. You had no idea. We never talked about
Glory
it. That's what
God.
People don't understand. They think we communicate and discuss certain
mm-hmm.
things, but we don't. And when the prophets come on and say, well, thus said the Lord, oh, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
That's the
thank you, Lord.
We, you know, and I didn't even want to even just kind of deal with this, but you know what I mean? I'm thanking you that you said we never talk because, you know, when the prophetic word come on, the prophetic word has been so watered down because we look at people's Facebook page. We look at this and then
mm-hmm.
we wonder, and then,
mm-hmm.
when, then we say, oh, they prophesy accurate. Well, I thank God because on your Facebook page ain't nothing. You know what I'm saying? It ain't nothing about whatever. We have not, we have not talked. You just sent me, you said, can you be here on this day? And that was
mm-hmm.
it. And ain't seen, ain't heard hide no hair from one another. And so
mm-hmm.
I thank
so
God,
true.
Glory to God, because I tell, you know, when people, well, no, don't tell me, I don't want to talk to you. No, you know what I'm saying? Don't, we ain't got nothing to say. No. No.
Jesus.
Mm-mm.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. So.
That is true.
The Holy Ghost.
Mm-hmm. 100%. And that's what people don't understand. Everybody don't do it for him. They do it for the show. It's not about
mm-hmm.
me. It's not about apostles. It's not about you. It's not about that. It's about glorifying God.
Mm.
And once they understand that, they will see.
Mm-hmm. And even for apostles, I see him dropping weight very quickly. He's going to start losing weight, and it's because, glory to God, I even see where the Lord has changed up his diet, how he's changed up his palate. Glory to God, amen. Like he's going. That's how he's going to lose weight because God is calling him into a time of I don't want to say season because I don't know. This might last to a time of fasting. Glory to God, he's going to be doing more fasting because of what God is taking him and the apostolic mantle that's on his life. Glory to God. Anytime when a person, a man or woman begins to walk and embrace the apostolic mantle, they begin to lose, glory to God, lose things, hallelujah. And so in his instance, he's going to be losing weight, glory to God. And that is evident of, hallelujah, of the people that he's carried, glory to God. God is releasing him of some of these people that he's undergirded, that he's carried. And so God said, now his time is up to stop carrying them. A lot of times we have excess weight, but it's not per se. It's a spiritual thing. It's not just a natural thing. The spiritual weight becomes evident in body weight. Come on here. Body weight. And so as he's embracing the apostolic mantle, he's going to be losing weight because God is calling him into a season of fasting. A season of fasting, a time he's going to be, it's going to be a time of fasting. Glory to God. Amen. That's the word of the Lord for apostle in Jesus' name.
Good morning. Good morning.
God bless you, sir.
I heard the word and I received the word. It is a true confirmation from just everything that you just said. I have this thing has already started to take place. I live for me. God has lived for me and given me time for me to start back, start to fast the things, to pray over things. And it is on point that you are seeing and you are hearing from the Lord. And I receive it. I tell people I try not to be at awe of what God says. And how God speaks, but you know, it's just sometimes it just amazes me how when God is speaking, it's almost to a point to where that almost to the point that you literally begin to transition your mind to just kind of walk in what God is telling you to walk into. So I am truly honored with what God is doing. What God is doing right now.
And can I say this as well, Apostle? You and I pray that Pastor can hear me as well. God said he showed you who Judas was, okay, in the camp. But if there had not been no Judas, there would never have been no cross. I'm going to say that again. He's already showed you who Judas was. But Judas was significant. He was needful. He was necessary for Jesus to get to the cross. So your Judas is necessary for y'all to go to the next place. And I'm going to just leave it.
Jesus!
So you officially banned off my phone. I'm not talking to you no more. I'm officially banning you off the radio broadcast.
Judas, people have what they say. He was already named the son of perdition. He was necessary for Jesus to get to the cross. Come on here. Your Judas is necessary for y'all to get to the next place.
My God. You about to make me run up out of this chair. Jesus.
You'll notice Jesus ate with them and everything. He said, the one that's going to betray me is sitting here with us. So it ain't like he never knew who Judas was. He had to keep him close to make sure that he fulfilled his purpose. Hey.
Come on here.
Come
on here.
But Judas, he wasn't highlighted. He wasn't made more important. He just had a purpose. Don't kick Judas out the camp just yet. They got to fulfill their purpose.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, Holy Ghost, you're coming up this morning. You so all in our atmosphere and didn't even know it. And I have to say that again. You didn't even know. We don't talk on a daily basis. We didn't know.
I got to obey God.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
It's very seldom that I'm speaking. And I am speaking right now. It is very seldom that I'm speaking, but I have no words.
Glory to God. Glory to God.
You know, we have the tendency to say, this is the Lord's doing.
That's one of my favorites.
This is literally where I am right now. It is the Lord's doing. Sometimes we revert to that old saying, don't question God, don't ask God, any questions. And sometimes that's where our mind goes. But I'm learning that if we don't question God and we don't ask them things, we don't get the answers that we need from God. And a lot of the things that I've been asking God answers to, you just ask me. He sent you to answer those questions. So it is nothing more than confirmation of what you're saying to us. It is a confirmed confirmation. And what the beautiful part about it is, that you try to hold your peace because God said, I'll fight your battle for you. But it's like now, it's like I'm just saying, like, you know what, God, whatever you got to do, do what you got to do. I'm taking my hands off of it, and whatever happens in this next shift, I just pray that whoever it is that's in the way of the ship, you have mercy. That's all I can ask. Because I'm not going to ask him not to shake his hand. I'm not going to ask him not to move. I'm not going to ask any of them. Just have compassion on whoever it is that you got to move out.
Yeah. What did Jesus say? Whatever you're going to do, do it quickly. Let's get this thing over with.
Yes, that's what I've been saying. That's what I've been saying. Yes, Lord. Lord, let this go ahead on and hurry up and get this on out of the way, because you got some folks they don't understand. They not comprehending it too well. You know, they comprehension level is real bad. They actually think they doing more harm than good, but actually they doing all the good because they expediting God's good.
Wow. The Holy Spirit was right on point, because I went through that when Apostle and I first got married, trying to tell me how to walk and talk. There's nothing wrong with tradition, but I'm not a traditional preacher. So I can't fake what you want me to do. I have to do what he tells me to do. You were so on point this morning. It was just mind-blowing. That's why I was in tears. And the Judas is, we see him. We know.
Wow.
Yeah, we know. And I said that at the conference. We know. I was emotionally hurt, but God did that for a reason, to show me.
Wow.
This is mind-blowing. Again, the number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak, or if you need prayer. Thank you again, Prophetess, for coming on and being obedient to God. It was, again, such an honor to have you on.
Thank you for having me. Thank you for having me.
Such an honor. Absolutely, absolutely. We're going to go to a commercial break, and we'll be right back.
Everyone is here. I heart is burning in your presence, Lord. I don't want you to go. My heart is burning in your presence, and I want anybody feel like I feel in this room? Feel like I feel, would you cry that out in this room today?
I want more. Oh God,
I want more. Jesus, I want more. Come on, I'm the only one who has the burning heart. Would you say, I want more?
Yeah, I love you, Jesus. just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. I lift my hands in total adoration unto you. You reign on the throne, for you are God and God alone. Because of you, my cloudy days are gone. Thank you. I can sing to you this song. I just want to say that I love you more than anything.
I lift my hands in total adoration unto you.
Come on, say it. You reign on the throne.
You reign on the throne, for you are God and
Be strong and take heart, all you who hope in the Lord. Be strong and take heart, all you hope in the Lord. Psalms 31 and 24. The overcomer scripture is Romans 10 and 9. If you declare with your mouth, Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Again, Romans 10 and 9 states, if you believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. No, God does not care about what you did last night nor this morning. All you need to do is give him a yes. That's it. Remember, if you declare with your mouth, Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Nobody's perfect. He's not looking for perfect people. He's perfect himself. He's looking for people who have a heart for him. That's all he requires. That one-on-one intimate time with just you and him. God desires that from us. He's not forceful. His arms is open. His heart is waiting for us. Just give him a yes. That's it. It's just that simple. You don't have to speak in tongues, you know all 66 books of the Bible. Just give him a yes, and he will guide you down the path that you need to go. He already wrote out your life. Remember, it's not easy. No, it's not. But it's worth it. The size, have faith the size of a mustard seed. That's all. Continue to walk by faith and not by sight. Once you surrender, I'm not going to say it's going to be easy. No, the devil's going to really attack you. But continue to stand on the word of God. He died for your sins already. You don't have to worry about what nobody think. And I know it's hard for us to worry about what people think, or are you acting funny because you changed and you surrendered your life to Christ. It's okay. There's nothing wrong with serving God. There's nothing wrong with worshiping him, praising his name. That's what you need to do. We can't do anything without him. So don't worry about what you did back then or what you did last night, nor this morning, last week, or last month. Trust in him and know that he will definitely guide you into the path that you need to go. Stand on his word. You can start with one scripture a day. You can talk to the Lord just like I'm talking to you. It's just that simple. Remember, we're here. 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak, or if you need prayer, or you can email us at worldwidegospelconnection@gmail.com, or you can go on Facebook at Worldwide Gospel Connection on Facebook. I'm going to give you three keys. One, get you a Bible. King James or NIV, get you a Bible. Two, find your church home. Ready to go in physically? Please mask up and be safe. Sanitize your hands, wash your hands, because COVID is still out there. You're welcome to join us, the Abba House, on Facebook, Sundays at 10:30 and Bible study at 7:15 on Tuesdays. We're working on a building now. And three, make sure the man or woman of God that you're under is not only walking the word, but they're living it. Because they're preaching does not mean they're walking it. This must line up. You can't ride the fence when you're working for God. One, get your Bible. Two, find your church home. And three, make sure the man or woman of God that you're under is walking what they're preaching. They can't have that mask on for long. Ask God to show you who they are. Like the woman of God said, it's a bunch of Judases around in your camp. God knew, and he knows. Also, if you need blessed oil, email me. We'll definitely mail it to you or bring it to you. There's no charge in the blessed oil. We don't charge. It's not soap on a rope or miracle water. It's blessed oil, and it's free. Thank you guys for tuning in. Again, if you need us, worldwidegospelconnection@gmail.com. If you want to sow, you can sow at $WGC2020. $WGC2020. And continue to trust God and watch how he cover you and put his loving arms around you. Hold your head up and have a blessed, phenomenal day.
Understand why when life gets hard, you start to cry. Now you can dry all those tears that come through fear with his supply. Or two things that you don't like.